Yeah, we're going to start off with some football. The Sawa and news just in. David Moyes is the favourite to become Everton's new manager after reportedly holding talks with the club's owners following the sacking of Sean Dyche. Now, it could be a return to Goodison Park for Moyes, who was in charge between 2002 and 2013. Remember, he left in 2013 because he was meant to be the chosen one to replace Sir Alex Ferguson at Old Trafford. That did not work out. Now, last night, Leighton Baines and Seamus Coleman took charge of a FA Cup third round clash. But Baines says he does not know or won't comment on any rumours.
I don't want to get too dragged into discussing who the right man is and all the rest of it. What I can do is speak to David Moyes because I played for him and he was a great coach to play for. He's a good man. But as far as who's the right man for the job and all that, I don't want to get dragged into it.
Yeah, it doesn't get more Merseyside than Leighton Baines. But yeah, David Moyes. David Moyes is the favourite. And I think, to be honest, I did not think of David Moyes going back to Everton. But now, thinking about it, it's like, of course he is. Everyone is saying Jose Mourinho could go to Everton. David Moyes, he knows the fabric of the club. And who knows, maybe he could be the guy that turns things around at Goodison Park. Now, the draw for this year's Nedbank Cup has been confirmed. It's good news all round for some of the big teams. Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates avoiding each other in the early stages of the competition. But there's a tricky tie for Orlando Pirates. They begin their quest for a third consecutive title against Richards Bay. Sundowns will face Sibanye Golden Stars from the third tier. Chiefs, desperate to end a trophy drought, will take on a team called Free Agents FC, a team I believe play in the Safa Gauteng region. And Man United winger Amad Diallo has signed a new 5.5-year contract until June 2030. Durban's Super Giants beginning their campaign in the Betway SA 20 today at home against the Pretoria Capitals. Former New Zealand captain Kane Williamson set to feature for DSG this season, and he's looking forward to playing with some of South Africa's best.
You do build those different relationships and get to play alongside a lot of your opponents over the years and learn from each other as well, and I'm really excited at that. I mean, it's such an experienced squad, some really talented young players, but some of the best T20 players in the world, and the likes of Heinrich Klaassen and Quinton de Kock, and obviously played against Kish over a number of years, so it's great to be playing under him as well.
Now imagine that, you have Heinrich Klaassen,